Now on The Pulse, useful and healthy information for you and your family. It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio and the Northeast Delta Dental Team.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's already Saturday, August 15th or Sunday, August 16th, depending on when you're listening to this. And of course, we've had some really good weather in August, and a couple days ago, of course, we had the Cigna 5K road race, and my employee colleagues, because we had about 30 that were racing, the incentive was I would run in a dress or a tutu. So I did, in fact, do that in order to encourage people to go. I did that incentive, or was encouraged to do that incentive, and we had a bus come down and pick us up and take us down, and we had a great time. So it's all about wellness, and if you're listening to this on Saturday, August 15th, there is a road race which raises money for the Concord High School cross country team, and that is going to be held at NHTI campus. And then again, that's Saturday, August 15th, and that raises money for the Concord High School cross country team. We also had a great race a couple of Thursdays ago, the United Way 5K, which began and ended at Northeast Delta Dental Northeast Delta Dental Campus right here in Concord. And this year, Coach Tom Walton did not get on our golf cart and fall over last year. He did that and got a concussion and made quite a stir before the race. This year, he was walking around with a bike helmet, kind of looked like a goober. He's a good friend of mine, so he knows I'm saying that really affectionately. And he also drove around in a truck instead of a golf cart, but he was wearing a helmet. So that race was quite successful. Had a number of runners, colleagues from Delta Dental, including my guest today. And I'm hoping that we have a number of runners in the community that run this Saturday, August 15th. So this show has enabled me to feature a number of community partners. And last week we had Harbor Homes Health and Wellness Center. There's definitely an oral health component to that. There's a dental clinic there, and it basically serves the homeless. And we had Joanne Pomerantz, who was a nurse practitioner, and we had Darcy Lefebvre, who was a dental clinic coordinator, dental assistant. And they did a great job of explaining the medical-dental connection, which is something that we've tried to inculcate in the community at Northeast Delta Dental. And as everybody knows, I end every speech with the mouth as part of the body. And many prior shows, we've had Dr. Mitch Caray, we've had Dr. Shannon Mills, we've had Dr. Randy Tillman, we've had a number of our dental dentist colleagues, and today we actually have the manager of Oral Health and Wellness Solutions, Heather Brown, who is a registered dental hygienist. She also has her master's in public health, and I believe on Delta Dental's tuition program in the next couple of years, she'll be embarking on her doctorate program. So welcome, Heather. Thank you for joining me in mid-August the 15th and 16th. And I'm sure you have better things to do than hang out with Tom Raffio, particularly because you probably see him too much Monday through Friday around the campus. But thank you for coming in.
Thank you for having me.
So tell us your career. So you're an RDH. How long have you been at Northeast Delta Dental? Before that, of course, you obviously cleaned teeth and did a lot of things that the hygienists do. And I think I'd like you to spend a few minutes explaining that, how education is a big role of the hygienist. And then we'll segue into our new program called Health Through Oral Wellness.
Okay, great. My name is Heather Brown, like Tom said, and I have been a hygienist for about 15 years. And basically, I do want to reiterate that we do pick teeth, but our main role and objective is to actually teach you about overall health and how your mouth is actually related to the body and how it is all connected. So our main goal is educating people.
So do you miss that aspect, or do you still keep your hand in it? Do you teach? Do you still, to keep your license, do you need to see a certain amount of patients a year?
We have to do continuing ed education, and every 2 years we have to do a certain amount of hours, but I do not necessarily miss the private practice aspect of dental hygiene, but I get to do lots of things with the job here at Northeast Delta Dental that does include educating. I work for Mass College of Pharmacy and Health Sciences at Forsyth School of Dental Hygiene in Boston. I teach there on Mondays in their hygiene school, and it really keeps you abreast of the situation and what's going on with the most current changes in dental hygiene and oral health overall. So, but at Northeast Delta Dental, I get to do so many great things, and so I'm really fortunate to get to work there.
And we're fortunate to have you. Now, the Health Rural Wellness Program, with which Dr. Mills has explained on a few occasions from a science perspective, and Jody, our Vice President of Sales and Marketing, Jody Hiddle, who lives right here in Bow, by the way, he explained it also from a marketing perspective, but I thought it best to have you come this weekend to really explain it from a real hands-on perspective, what you do to first get the dentist to sign on to a program called Provisor, and then help the way you help them educate them to then get their patients on board. So maybe you can explain really what your job is now.
So my main role basically in this position that I have at Northeast Delta Dental is to teach offices, providers, dentists, dental hygienists, dental assistants, basically office staff, how to utilize a tool, an electronic tool that we give them called Previsor. It's a risk assessment tool. And so I'm able to help them incorporate it into their practices and see most dental professionals already know the overall importance of prevention. So having them use this risk assessment tool to assess all their patients is basically a no-brainer for them. But it's just, you know, it's a change. And so I'm teaching them how to incorporate it into their practice and see the value of it for not just Northeast Delta Dental patients, but all of their dental patients.
So that's a good point, that while certainly this applies to those of our subscribers, that is employees of employers that have Delta Dental coverage, who have the HOW program and the dentist has signed up for HOW, it applies there. But basically, we as I understand it, we basically have provided Provisor to all dentists, and they can certainly use the tool for any of their patients, correct?
That is true. You know, basically, you know, I work for Dr. Shannon Mills, and he's a real public health kind of guy, as I am a public health kind of girl. So we see population health. And so allowing, you know, other dental benefit companies to be seen, or patients with these other dental benefit plans to be seen and have this risk assessment tool used on them is really, it's a really big deal. So I think that we're really generous, and we want our people to be healthy. And so this is how they're going to do it.
So as the program works, a dentist is registered for Provisor. I'm, as a subscriber, registered as well. The assessment is viewed, and then if I get a certain score, it may mean that I will be covered for an additional cleaning and perhaps some other things. Maybe you can explain how that works.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, one size does not fit all when it comes to dental benefits or care, for that matter. So a risk assessment is done. It's an electronic risk assessment. It takes just a few minutes. And once risk is determined, there's a scale of 1 through 5. And if you score a 3, 4, or 5, you will be eligible for enhanced benefits, is what we call them, enhanced preventive benefits. And that includes more cleanings, adult fluoride varnish, which is unheard of and very rarely covered by any benefit company, but we're doing it. Adult sealants, and something that's really big for dental hygienists, and we do this all the time, but we've never been able to submit a claim for it, is something called oral hygiene instruction. And we do it hour after hour, patient after patient. But now if you have risk and we're able to do the oral hygiene instruction, we can actually submit a claim for that. So also there's nutritional counseling, and there's
tobacco cessation,
yeah,
education.
Tobacco, yes.
So that's interesting, because I know when I started my career up at Northeast Delta Dental, I would have a lot of dentists say, you know, we do a lot of, me and my colleagues do a lot of time educating their patients on the ills of smoking and so on and so forth. Now, if they're a member of the Provisor program and so is a subscriber and the patient is a smoker, the dentist can actually get compensated for that.
Yeah, if there's risk determined, which, you know, if you're a smoker, there probably is going to be some risk. So,
as Dr. Shannon Mills would say, it definitely would be. So, now, you mentioned Dr. Mills. So he, of course, is our fearless science leader. So you work for him directly. So he's kind of the visionary behind the program, and you're kind of the person that then has to come in and actually implement. Is that a good way of describing it?
Yeah, he's the creative mind, and then, you know, the people that work for him make things happen for him. And it doesn't just include me. There's marketing, there's operations, there's a whole lot of other people that take part in this. But he definitely is the brains of the whole project.
So we have a couple minutes before commercial break. So we just didn't roll this out. We first did a pilot on two employers, a major employer in New Hampshire, and then, of course, ourselves as an employer. So what did we learn in that pilot, and then how did we apply it systemically to now that we're offering it to all of our group clients?
Well, the number one thing that we learned was that we were doing everything by paper, and that's not possible to be efficient and effective. So that's why we chose to go with Previsor. It's an electronic risk assessment tool. It's all done by computer. And so that was the biggest thing, I believe. But we just found that it worked. It's cost neutral. It actually saves on dental benefits. But maybe on the medical side, you know, with a few more years of data collection, we'll be able to say that on the health side of things, or medical costs will probably go down, because once people are healthier in different venues, then they're healthier in the medical side too. So a diabetic that gets the periodontal treatment that they need, they're going to be healthier overall. Therefore, on the medical side, their, you know, insulin is reduced and things like that. So that's really what we have learned a lot about.
So you did three mouthfuls there. One, that's totally a systemized solution, no paper, it had to be paperless. Two, that while we're paying for additional preventative benefits, so initially, there may be some additional claim costs. In the long run, it's cost neutral, according to our actuary, Courtney. And the third thing, it's going to save on the medical side. So before we go to commercial break, just give us the Health Through Oral Wellness website.
It's actually healththroughoralwellness.com.
Wow.
I know.
Very cool. All right. Tom Raphael will return with Heather Brown after commercial break. Please stay tuned. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raphael for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and also the head coach of the dental insurance carrier known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, with me today is Heather Brown. She's our manager of Oral Health and Wellness Solutions, a big fancy title, which means she's responsible for the day-to-day implementation of our Health Through Oral Wellness program. And once again, give us that very simple website.
It's actually healththroughoralwellness.com.
So the question that I know the listening audience is holding their breath on is, how come that, if that acronym is how come we didn't go with just how is the website?
Do you really want to know? Well, I think it was like
$1 million. Exactly. I do have the answer.
It was like $1 million.
You know, a good lawyer, a good radio host never asks a question he doesn't know the answer to. So I do know the answer to that.
Oh, that was good. Okay.
So just because I get that question a lot, why didn't you go with the more simpler how? And the answer was it would have been way too costly. We didn't want to spend our precious resources on that. And then, as you say, health through oral wellness actually, you know, spells it out. So I think it's important because I don't want to heighten people's expectation. We obviously have most of our business still, even with the Affordable Care Act, is still through employers. We definitely have plans over time. We understand the fact that more and more business will be turning retail, which is why we do Northeast Delta Dental Stadium and why we do the radio. So we do have thousands of individuals in New Hampshire who have purchased individual coverage on healthcare.gov, the federal exchange. And then we have a private exchange called deltadentalcoversme.com, where 5,000 or so families have purchased dental coverage. So I know that market is happening, and we're expecting it, which is why we have this multiple year arrangement with the Fisher Cats, because we want to get the Northeast Delta Dental oral health message out there. Just a couple weeks ago, we had the arthritis walk, and it also was the day that the children of subscribers who earned tickets to go to the game because they brushed and flossed were at the game. So it's been a really, really good partnership. And when I was there, I saw there was a Health Oral Wellness kiosk, and I played around with it and so forth. So why don't you, though, define for Heather, though, that the HOW program or Health Oral Wellness at this point is for the employer-based dental products and not the retail. So I think you need to make that clear.
Yeah, I mean, I think you explained it really well, but basically, there's two things that have to happen for a subscriber to be eligible for the HAL benefits. And basically, one is you have to be part of an employer group that does have this program. We have rolled out this program to basically our book of business on January 1, 2015. But, you know, rollouts don't happen all at once. So about 53% of our groups were eligible on 1/1/15. And, you know, some renewed in July, some will renew in October, and so on and so forth. So by the end of 2015, we're hoping to have about 90% of our employer groups in and operating with Health Aurora Wellness.
I think it's a good point you make, which is that this is going to be a transformational dental program. The two cleanings a year, you've heard Shannon and myself say this many shows, but the two cleanings a year, as an example, while certainly a good proxy and a good benchmark, really was an invention of the toothpaste companies, radio commercials, and so forth, where they're trying to get people to go to the dentist. So they just say go twice a year, whereas this, you know, if you're diabetic or if you have gum issues and you do the provisor program, maybe you need three cleanings a year. So as you say, one size does not fit all.
Absolutely.
But the point is, it's going to take probably 2 or 3 years for this to be transformational, because as Heather explained, and I don't want to bore the listening audience, but in group dental insurance and group medical insurance for that matter, employers tend to renew either on July 1st or January 1st. So you have to sort of get through those renewal periods before you get all the groups, and then it's possible that a group may opt out if it involves a union contract. So it can get very complex. So we figure over the next 3 years, it'll be more universal. Now, in the three states combined, we have about 900 dentists in New Hampshire and about 500 in Maine and about 300 or so in Vermont. So of the 1,700 or so dentists that we have under contract, I mean, how many are on board with Provisor, Heather?
Actually, I think the end of July, we had 906.
So well over half.
Yeah, and that are eligible or able to use the risk assessment tool on subscribers or their patients. And so that number has been growing by leaps and bounds, luckily for me.
So your job, I hardly ever see you around the campus. So you're on the road a lot, and so you're going to the dental office. Are you primarily, do you have to get the dentist on board, or you really have to get the hygienist and the office staff on board, or all three?
Yeah, I think I do travel through Maine, New Hampshire, Vermont, which I enjoy quite a bit. But I think it's just, you know, showing the office in general, you know, the value of it and understanding that it's kind of not one person has to do one job. I think that's the main thing, that it's kind of across the board. Everybody needs to help out. But I do work with my fellow hygienists. They understand prevention. They understand the need. And I've had so many hygienists say to me, like, finally, like, somebody's paying attention about prevention. And so that actually rhymed, didn't it? But anyway, that is what I'm being told. So
you're a poet and you don't know.
I know.
Very cool. So it must help that you're an RDH then.
Well, absolutely. And not only that, I mean, I've worked in an office for 15 years. And so I see how an office operates. I see scheduling. I understand, you know, there can be, you know, less time used to do one procedure and more time for another and so on and so forth. So fitting this in is basically, you know, how I teach them how to kind of incorporate it into what they're already doing, because everybody's doing a lot. But
so what's been the biggest obstacle, like, if you went to a dental office that didn't sign up initially, what are some of the reasons? And then ultimately, when you make the sale, what was the convincing thing?
Well, I think that, you know, change is hard for everyone. So,
never heard me say that human beings aren't wired for change.
No, they're not. And I'm not either. So I know when I go into an office, like, I have to be able to teach them and show them that I have used this risk assessment tool. I know how it works and how easy it actually is. So it's just getting them to understand that change is difficult, but in the end, it's been really great. I've had so many offices so excited once I've been out there and taught them how to use it, and they see that it really is not that difficult, and it's not that time-consuming.
So if it's not that difficult, once they understand it, mm-hmm. and it's really not that time-consuming, and it could mean additional benefits, but maybe even more importantly, improved oral health for their patients, it seems like everybody would want to do it.
Yeah, it's a no-brainer.
Well, there you go. So why don't you have all 1,700 dentists under contract?
Well, because like I said, well, I've been doing this job for about a year now. So just give me what you said. You get, you're going to give me like two
Three
and a half
years.
More years?
Yeah, oh, okay. 2.5 more years.
Good.
Okay, so we have about 4 minutes to go. And I think what I'd like to do is talk about the linkages between oral health and systemic health. So obviously, I kind of say very fluidly that the mouth, you know, is part of the body, but can you, I mean, are there clinical studies, you know, that prove those types of relationships?
Yeah, so elaborating on the mouth as part of the body, and the mouth, I mean, we nourish our bodies with our mouth, we express ourselves, we, you know, we breathe through our mouth and our nose. I mean, there's so many things that our mouth actually does, and so, you know, to have oral wellness is really, really important. I know that there's studies, I think by Blue Cross Blue Shield maybe, that talks about a diabetic patient, and I mentioned this earlier, getting the periodontal care that they need actually reduces medical costs to a carrier.
Exactly.
Between and about $1,800 to $2,400.
Exactly. So, and of course, that is something that we kind of tout, which is if you have good dental coverage, we can save on the medical side. And so to cover preventative dental services more readily ultimately means more savings, you know, and more healthy people, you know, on the medical side.
Yeah, and employer groups, they're really into wellness, though, and when they see that these studies, they want their population to be healthier. They're going to work harder and work longer and work smarter if they're overall healthy. So it's really important. What I do want to just bring up really quickly,
sure,
is
you have plenty of time.
If someone's interested, you can go to healththroughoralwellness.com. There's a portal for patients. There's a portal for providers. You can actually register for our HAL program. Even if you are not eligible for the benefits, there's things that in the future that I have a tool called a communication tool, basically, that I can communicate with you and send out oral health messages, little tidbits of information, things like that. And you can also go onto the website and take something called a My Dental Score. And that actually will just, it's self-reported data that you do yourself, but you can learn a little bit more about yourself, and you can also take that to your dentist. And
that was going to actually be one of my questions, because when we were first starting to promote this, I would say, you know, you can always do mydentalscore.com, and that was actually at the Northeast Delta Dental Stadium. So is this, how is this integrated with the HAL program?
It's actually just, it's a learning tool. It doesn't enable you to get extra benefits. It doesn't do anything like that. What it does do, it is actually allows you to now have a dialogue with your doctor or your dentist and say, hey, this is the risk assessment that I took in the privacy of my own home. Please explain this to me. And so you're opening up a dialogue with them. And if they see when you get to the practice, when you give this to them, if they see that you actually are eligible for the enhanced benefits through your employer group, which you might not have known, then they're going to be able to help get those benefits for you.
Perfect. So we have about 30 seconds. Let's get the website information out again.
Okay, so it's healththroughoralwellness.com.
Great.
Yep. And just real quickly, sure. My assistant, well, a young lady that works for me that answers lots of questions, her name is Tina Gallagher, and she can be reached at 603-223-1237. She is full of information, and she is she's very knowledgeable.
And
about
since
the
she worked
program.
For me at Delta Dental Clinic of Massachusetts over 20 years ago, she'll be complimented that you called her young lady, and
yeah, I know
she's very qualified. So Heather Brown, RDH, Masters in Public Health, Manager Oral Health and Wellness Solutions, thank you for joining me this mid-August. I wish you a lot of luck in the HAL program, which will, in fact, be transformational. Thank you.
Thank you.
Tom Raffio will return next weekend with more of Northeast Delta Dental Radio.